Sandbox Radio.
Gotta move, gotta get out, gotta leave this place, gotta find some place, some other place, some brand new place, some place where each face that I see won't be staring back at me, telling me what to be and how to be it. Some place where I can just be me.
Always Disappearing by Juliet Prezan.
Hello? Hey, are you Anton?
Yeah? Huh? What?
I gotta get across that lake.
Now?
Now.
It's gonna be dark soon.
Sounds good.
You got someone waiting on the other side?
I hope not. Can we leave?
Hold your horses. It'll just take a sec to get my stuff together.
Do you hear that?
Nope.
Well, I do. You ready?
You got money?
Yeah, I've been working in town.
Well, grab those oars and
I'm in. Let's go.
Better?
25 feet from shore is better.
Got it.
Thanks.
So, you were working in town?
Yeah.
Where?
Arletta's place.
Are you a listener?
I am. When I need to be.
Was business good?
I don't know if I'd call it good, but in 3 days, 24 lonely men paid me to listen to their sad stories.
Not bad, I suppose.
I get tips for wiping away their tears with the cuff of my shirt. You ever been in?
No one wants to hear my story, even if I'm paying them.
You never know.
Well, that's certainly true.
So, you live down here?
Yep, for about 5 years now. I take people in my rowboat when they need it.
You get a lot of business?
So-so. But it's always people like you, running from something.
I wouldn't run if I didn't have to.
You have to, huh?
Always have, and I assume always will.
Hmm. So, how long you been a listener?
Sort of forever. Runs in my family.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's a long story.
It's a big lake.
That's true. You want some help rowing?
It's not as easy as it looks.
I'm pretty good at it.
Sounds like you have a world up your sleeve.
I guess you could say that.
So, what's your story?
You going to be my listener now?
I could be, unofficially.
I think I'll just enjoy the ride.
Oh, come on. I spend a lot of time listening to fish. Boring fish with tiny mouths. Nothing to say.
I don't know.
All the fish talk about is what they ate for dinner.
What do they eat for dinner?
It's too boring. I'll fall asleep if I say it out loud.
Well, that's okay. Remember, I know how to row a boat.
Come on.
You really want to hear?
I do.
Okay. Well, I wasn't born in this country.
Oh? Where?
Far, far from here. Across oceans. In an uneasy country. My parents were carnival people. My dad had a cake.
A cake?
A big one, made of wood. It had a little door cut into the side. You went inside and you told him your secrets.
Step right up, step right up. Tell your secrets to the man in the cake. Get them off your chest right now, right here.
How much?
3 tokens.
Here you go.
Welcome to my cake. Have a seat.
Thank you.
So, you have a secret you want to tell.
What do you do with them once I've told you?
Have you wandered around the carnival today, seen the magnificent sights?
Some more magnificent than others.
Oh?
There are beautiful tattooed women and horrifying snake-tongued men.
Did you notice the stall run by the lady and her child? Both have wild, untamed hair.
She's selling tiny cakes, yes? Oh, they look just like miniature versions of this one.
Yes. That is my wife and daughter. My wife is the best baker in the world.
But my secret?
I give her the secrets, and she bakes them into the tiny cakes. Once you eat it, the secret is always yours forever.
It's gone?
It's gone from anyone but you. So you must know.
What?
You have to be strong enough to hold it in forever.
I can. I know it.
Fine. Go ahead.
May I lean in? May I whisper?
You may. And this was your father?
Yes. And my mother was the baker.
And you were... You are the girl with the wild hair.
That's me.
Is that all?
Oh, yes. Thank you for your time.
It will be ready in about 10 minutes. Give my wife this token. She'll give you your special cake.
How will you know it's mine?
Don't worry. There's never been a mix-up.
What happened?
My mother, for the first time, allowed me to give the cake to its owner. All I had to do was place it in her palm.
I suspect things didn't go as planned.
Do you have your token?
You're awfully young to be working at the fair, aren't you?
Oh, I'm very responsible. Here you are.
Thank you.
But I gave her the wrong one. She ate someone else's secret. I can't imagine what it was, but it made her mad, crazy. She ran toward the knife thrower.
Watch my brave assistant spin on the wheel, ladies and gentlemen. Look at her flawless skin. Never a nick. Never a scratch. My aim is so perfect, I could safely throw a knife at your baby. I will throw the first three knives in quick succession. A one. A two.
And she ran in front of the knife thrower's knives.
Oh! Oh, my.
It was horrid. It didn't take them long to figure out what had happened.
But it was an accident.
The girl's father was furious and powerful. It was a country built on vengeance, and they wanted our heads. So we left. That's my story.
But then what?
You want to hear more?
I assume the story doesn't end there.
I assume your story doesn't start here, at the lake.
Maybe I'll tell you later.
Really?
Perhaps. Go on.
Well, we hitched up the cake to our horse and got out of town as fast as we could.
My dear wife and child.
Yes, Daddy?
I'm sorry.
Daddy!
He left you.
He was a good man, and he loved us, but every time he looked at us, he saw his past as a great collector of secrets. And his future, always running with no end in sight.
Did you ever see him again? Watch out for that log floating towards us.
No. He simply vanished. My mother and I kept going, walking as fast as we could. We dragged the cake.
Mommy, I'm bored.
Why don't I teach you how to whistle?
And so, while we walked, she taught me how to whistle. It turns out I had a remarkable skill. Wow.
What?
This is strange. It's just that I'm always the listener. This is kind of nice. Thank you.
I might have to get a job down at Arletta's place when I get back.
Who will take people across the lake?
You're good with a rowboat, right?
I'm good at moving, not waiting for people.
Moving, right. You were walking.
We got to a town that was relatively safe. We set up our cake in the woods and went into the square during the day.
Lola, dear, you perform your whistling here on this corner. I'll put out a bucket. I'll be sitting on that bench over there, watching to make sure you're safe.
Did it work?
People crowded around, and I whistled and whistled. They dropped coins in our bucket. And one day I took my break and went to find my mother on her bench.
Mama! Mama? Mommy?
They had found her.
Who?
The people who had chased us out of town. And right then, by myself this time, I ran away again.
That's quite a story.
Now, what's yours?
Oh, my story is all gloom and doom. You don't want to hear it.
Doom and gloom don't bother me. You might be surprised.
At what?
Telling. It's okay.
All right, then. My story started, I suppose, when my wife fell apart.
Fell apart?
She was overcome with time. She probably could have withstood growing old. It was that our son was growing up, too. She couldn't take it.
Oh, I see the beach there.
Hold steady. It's a little choppy going in.
What happened?
Our son grew up and moved out of the house. That day, she went into mourning. She pined. She stood by the door, not knowing what to do. She pulled out her eyebrows. She went to see doctors and healers. They gave her tonics and salts and ideas.
Did they help?
For a day or so, but then she'd be back at the door or the window, picking at her hair or her lips.
Poor woman.
One morning, I woke up, and there was a pile of dust with her dress over it.
She just fell apart?
I didn't know what to do. Eventually, I moved her dress, swept her up.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
I couldn't bear to be in the house any longer. Our son didn't want it either, so I sold it and moved down here.
Does your son visit?
Sometimes. We don't want to talk about his mother. It's hard to have a conversation when there is so much you don't know how to talk about. But he does come occasionally. We drink tea and look at the water.
Oh, look. We're here.
We are.
Thank you for the ride and...
It was my pleasure. It was. Truly.
I have to go.
Do you really think they're still looking for you after all this time?
I do, though I don't know that I could sit still even if they weren't.
Well, maybe you could come back and I could row you across the lake again?
I think I could do that.
Gotta move. Gotta get out. Gotta leave this town. Gotta find some town. Some big new town. Some bright new town.
This episode of Sandbox Radio Live was recorded on April 16, 2012 at West of Lennon in Seattle, Washington. It was engineered by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal. Our stage manager was Colleen Nielsen. Sandbox Radio depends on the generous financial support of listeners like you. To make a donation and access our podcast archive, visit us online at thesandboxac.org.